Hey, wake up. Wake up. Yes, yeah, it's... Who else is it going to be? Of course it's me. Yes, I'm hungover too. It was a stupid idea. Yep. Really, really stupid idea. Okay, yes, it was my stupid idea. But... I will make us bond or something, okay? You know, like, make peace, become friends or something. Because if we're friends, maybe this whole thing will be a less of a... Well, okay, look, yesterday I was pacing again outside, walking up and down the fucking streets. Oh, I shouldn't swear. Mum always hated it when I swore. Dad too. And teachers. What am I going on about? Yeah. I'm walking up and down the streets again yesterday, and it's depressing because everything's so hopeless. And I thought, hey, that's one way to end the walking blues. We'll just get drunk. Let's get drunk together. And I don't get drunk much. You're probably gathering that by this. You seem to be more. Yeah, you should be coping with this better than me. What the hell was I saying? I was here for a reason. I was knocking on your door to wake you up because... Yes, listen. Yeah, no, open up. I've got news, big news. Please open. Open the door.
Open the door. Thank you. Yeah, wow, that's bed hair. No, it looks... Hello, good morning. It's a news. Yes, I've news. Yes, thank you. We are. Yes. Oh fuck. I mean, damn. I mean, we've got a break. I mean, a serious break. I mean, a real. This is. It's big. It's really, really big. I've look. I had my investigator checking, like. I mean, I've been scouring for any evidence of anything to show that Paul might have been near the estate on that night or something. So we were checking through all the CCTV of every local shop, and boom, he ring me up today and he showed me it, and yes, it's CCTV of you. You're in the liquor store. Yes, yeah, right, buying whiskey. Exactly, like 10 minutes before the time of death. You're there. Why didn't you tell me about this? Why didn't you say this was a thing? It's 10 minutes, and how could you? I mean, it's an alibi. You understand? It's a really big alibi. Why do you look sad about that? What's you just? Upset that you didn't think of talking to me about it earlier? Look, it doesn't matter. It's okay. It doesn't matter that you didn't tell me earlier. We know about it now. I've got it now. I've got evidence of you being not there 10 minutes before the time of death. The chances of you being able to get there and do it all in that time are minuscule. I mean, okay, technically you could have, but, well, I don't know. How fast acting was that poison? Like, we should look into that, but... But yeah, look, we can get you off. Probably. Okay, maybe. I mean the fingerprints are still a thing, obviously. Oh, God, my head. Yes, the clothes are a thing, too. Look, before, our case was empty as a pocket. And now, well, we've got something. We genuinely finally have something. Oh, I thought this was so hopeless, and now there's hope. Actual hope. This is huge. Oh, goodness me, this is huge. Just huge. God, I need breakfast, don't I? Eggs. Eggs are good, aren't they? Do you like eggs? We should eat some eggs. Eggs are good for hangovers, I've heard. You know, you scrambled eggs, they'll soak up the booze and... something. What about the jury? Okay, right, yeah, okay, all right, yes. We're doing everything we can to monitor the jury. I will be able to throw several people out of the jury who I think might be... Yeah, I mean, if they try and plant people on the jury, we can technically stop that if I can work out who the plants are. If they do try and plant people on the jury, they may... As far as they know right now, you still have no case. They might even bother, which is good. And then, well, it's... I mean, it's not a popularity contest, is what I'm saying. Okay, sometimes it is kind of a popularity contest. But, okay, you're a rich girl and you don't try and hide it, but he was a massive prick, an absolute twat, and everyone knows that, okay? So if it is a popularity contest, don't worry about that, because your ex-husband was a dickhead, okay? So, and everyone knows he's a dickhead. You know, the stuff, yeah, all of that. Every bit of that is some bullshit. That's... Am I making, like, any sense at all here? I don't know. But we have a case. We have a chance. Now we have a chance, and I'm feeling good for the first time in... Okay, no, I feel like shit. But about the case, I'm feeling good. And yeah, you like that I'm feeling good. I think that is the first time I've seen you properly smile since I met you. You know that. That's nice. It is a beautiful smile. Yeah. Look, come here. Give me a hand. Yeah, come on. We're going into the kitchen. We're gonna eat, and things are gonna be better when we've eaten. Okay. You can put your hand in my hand. It's not... I'm not posing or something. Come on. There. That's nice. Okay. Yeah. Follow me. Kitchen. Breakfast. And we are going to look at this CCTV footage of you buying whiskey. I mean, this is a different brand of whiskey to the stuff he was drinking that night, isn't it? Right? Because that... Oh, yeah. Okay. Exactly. So, we know that he was drinking gin. See? There you go. There you go. You told me that now. He was drinking gin. So, this is not the stuff that was poisoned. So, we know it's okay. So, they haven't got that on them. We've got a flipping case. That's what I'm trying to say. Finally, we've got a flipping case. Oh, God. Whew. It's just a relief, you know. It really is. Coffee, yes! Yes. I don't have an espresso machine. I make my cappuccino Indian style. You use instant coffee and you heat it and with a bit of hot water, and you mix it into like a paste, and then you add, you know, very hot milk. It's significantly worse than a barista coffee, but I force of habit. Okay, look, just try it. Okay. You're still holding my hand. You can let go of my hand now. We're in the kitchen. All right. You can let go. Okay. Yeah, coffee. I'll make some coffee.